All right, Hard Dog. First of all, yeah, really nice charge in the main. Mud race or not? Not really.
If you were in the main line, it wasn't muddy. Okay. But if you were out of the main line, it was muddy. So I would say it's a mud race. I wouldn't call it like East Rutherford muddy, but like there was mud out there.
You tweeted that you got hit by the 46, and it's been a common thing.
I mean that's the first time this year, but there's been a lot of practices where you know I'm on a pretty good lap and just middle of the track.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm angry right now. I'm sure I'll get over it, but like
so we hit you early in the main tonight.
Yeah. Like lap two, maybe like the lap after Kenny went out.
Okay.
Like just blindsided. Couldn't go anywhere. I mean, it got me and Norn.
Yeah, yeah.
My radiator's bent.
Oh, I saw you guys down there, so that was the why?
Yeah, I mean, like, my right radiator's crushed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in a slow corner.
Right.
Yeah.
But you got it from that, and really good charge. Really nice. Right in the top 10, that's nice. You got Moran's late. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to do everything I can to get close enough to Starling to, you know, not tie and lose in the points, but I did exactly that.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Okay. He got 8th. I got 10th. Tied in points,
but he gets a,
and he gets a tiebreaker with that last race.
So what position is that?
18th.
You got 19th.
I got 18th overall.
No, but then he gets the 18th, or he gets 17th.
He gets 17th.
Oh, you get 18th. Okay, yeah. Got it. Yeah, so that's like probably $2,000 or $3,000. Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, from what I heard anyway. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but like my pride and how I felt on the bike tonight, it hurts.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could have, you know, been battling closer to that top five because like. Going from last to 10th, like, field's weaker, but, like, the speed was good.
Well, look, when people talk about you being in there and the field being weak, I agree with all the field being weak, but you made Anaheim 1. Let's remember that when everyone was there. So this has been a great season for you, you know, without it. And as the field's been weaker, you've been rising up. So I don't want to hear that from people. Your shoulder. I've been making jokes about HGH and all that, but seriously, it's really impressive. Is it weak? Is it sore? Do they shoot? They give you Toradol, I guess, and you feel okay? Or like, how's this been going for you?
I mean, I do the Toradol shots more as a, like, you know, if I do come up a little short or, like, you know, something happens where, like, it hurts a little bit. It doesn't bother me as bad. And then I have Benny's guy, Nick. I don't even know his last name, but Nick, shout out.
Is he a veterinarian or anything?
I don't know. Okay. But he tastes me up before the day starts. Okay. So, I mean, that combination, I mean, I feel good. But I rode press yesterday with no tape, no shot. And, like, I could feel it more for sure. But, like, I wasn't ever, like, concerned about it.
You feel, like, what percent would you put yourself at with the tape and with the shot? Like, as good as always?
I mean, like, my riding is 100%. But, like, my everyday life is affected. Like, the range of motion, like, weakness, instability, stuff like that. But...
Is this something where you're gonna take some outdoors off or no?
I mean, I'm showing up at Paula.
Okay.
I'm gonna actually try and practice outdoors this week. Hopefully, find the setting that I like and then, you know, show up.
Sure.
But I think like I've talked to my trainers, Troll Training, and they kind of recommended that I might, you know, limit my riding during the summer, during the week, just to, you know, kind of save myself a little bit. But you know, we'll see.
What a season, from not making main events last year in 250 class to quitting the season early to full 450 season. One of the best privateers. We were talking about, like, if Nichols didn't get it, you know, you're the next guy, kind of. Like, so rookies, 450 guys. Like, what a season, man. Really good, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of unexpected by it. I don't know how many other rookies there are out there, but I made all 17. First completed season in Supercross, and it just so happens to be 450. So, you know, that's something. I mean, career best. I mean, riding better now than I have all year, which...
It's remarkable because I watched you, and, yeah, you just... From Anaheim 1.
Like, even Anaheim 1, like, I didn't ride that good, but the whoops were easy, and the track was, like, so curbed out and gnarly that, like... It brought the speed closer.
Yeah, yeah.
When the tracks got like a little easier and everyone was going faster, or the whoops were gnarlier, like I struggled a little bit. But like as the season progressed and I got more comfortable, I think that's where we've made the progress. So
really good job, man. Thanks. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.